Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Salvation Revealed, Bible Bits from Ephesians. In this session, we'll be looking at Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 33, the sacrifice of love. Marriage is a human object lesson of divine relationships. An effective witness for Jesus Christ requires sacrifice. Luke 9:23, and then he said to them all, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." Self-satisfaction before marriage will carry into marriage. Self-sacrifice before marriage will carry into marriage. We have it all backwards. We believe God created the universe with his word, and then we search for mates like animals. God brought Eve to Adam. Is he no longer able to do so? In Song of Solomon, the same statement is repeated again and again. Chapter 2, verse 7 of Song of Solomon. "I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles or by the does of the field, do not stir up nor awaken love until it pleases." Song of Solomon, chapter 3 and verse 5. "I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles or by the does of the field, do not stir up nor awaken love until it pleases." Song of Solomon, chapter 8 and verse 4. "I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, do not stir up nor awaken love until it pleases." Before its time. Why? Because Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8 warn us, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life." Love between husbands and wives should be expressed in sacrifice. Why? Well, for the following four reasons. First, marriage is a picture of God's order. Look at verses 22 to 24 of Ephesians 5. "Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, now let wives be to their own husbands in everything. Neither male nor female, but no one can serve two masters. Jesus Christ is the example." Galatians 3:28, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." But Matthew 6:24 tells us clearly, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross." So marriage is a picture of God's order. Second, marriage is a picture of God's redemption. Verse 25, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Jesus Christ gave himself up for our need. Husbands had to give themselves up for their wives' needs. Great sacrifices made to not satisfy oneself outside of marriage. We have it all backwards. Marriage is a picture of God's redemption. Third, marriage is a picture of the Holy Spirit's ministry. Verses 26 and 27. That he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. The Holy Spirit sanctifies the church by the word of God. Husbands are to encourage their wives' spiritual growth with the Bible. We take care of the things we care about. Marriage is a picture of the Holy Spirit's ministry. And then number four, marriage is a picture of the body of Christ. Look at verses 28 to 33. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself. And let the wife see that she respects her husband. Many Christians become one in Christ. A husband and wife become one in marriage. Sacrificial love is presented in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And this is what needs to be in the marriage. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 to 8. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things. Believes all things. Hopes all things. Endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. So this sacrificial love, this sacrificial love power that's clarified by Jesus in John chapter 15 and verse 5. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 to 12. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. A husband plus wife plus God is strong. You think about that, and you have a great day.